Late nights with Trav and Lowe's.
So last episode, I prepared a lot of content to give you a message about trust. This one,
that was good though.
Okay, good.
That was so good. I feel like it was for me.
Well, you're my best friend. Remember we said
dude,
that.
Dude, come here.
Come here. Cuddle sesh. So this episode, I want to talk about something, and it's only one sentence long.
Yeah, all your notes. You wrote like maybe like 2,000 words for the last podcast.
Right, right.
This podcast you wrote like 4-5 words.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 words.
All right, let's hear it.
So when your skills don't match your taste,
oh,
is what I want to talk about.
Oh, this is okay. Yep.
Right, and so this is.
I think we could start by acknowledging the famous, you know, Ira Glass recording of him talking about that, right?
Oh, does he?
Okay. Do you know who Ira Glass is?
I know who Ira Glass is.
Okay. We're in the podcast biz.
I used to think it was she.
Ira.
Ira.
Yeah, okay.
And you corrected me a long time ago.
Forgivable. Yeah. So Ira Glass is a, for those of you who don't know, is a podcaster, a radio personality.
Mm-hmm.
He hosts the very popular show called This American Life.
Right.
And there's this really great video of him, and it's like years old. It's like maybe 5 or a decade old. I first saw it about 8 years ago, and it was old then. So it's pretty old.
He's been around.
Mm. Anyway, and he's saying that, you know, a lot of new creatives or young creatives,
mm-hmm,
start out and they see everything that's around them and what's being published and what's kind of trendy or getting a lot of attention now.
Right.
And they compare themselves to that.
Right.
Instead of comparing themselves to themselves, right?
Correct.
Where they were 6 months ago. And he says that, you know, and maybe this is referencing like Malcolm Gladwell too, about 10,000 hours, you know?
Right.
If you want, he says the reason that you have this kind of stress, this kind of conflict,
mm,
is because you start out, and the reason that you're in a creative field is because you have taste. You have,
mm-hmm,
good taste.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you like this stuff.
That's true.
But the problem is that your skills are not up to the level of your taste.
Yes.
And you compare yourself with people who do have the skills that you appreciate their work because you have good taste.
Correct.
And there becomes this friction of how you view yourself,
mm-hmm,
how you view other people's work, and this leads to identity crisis and stress and things like that.
Yes.
So Ira Glass, in this recording, he gives the advice to young creatives, and he says, just work. Just work, 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 work.
Mm-hmm.
And going back to Malcolm Gladwell, 10,000 hours is how long it takes to master any one thing.
Correct.
10,000 hours. If you're doing, you know, 9 to 5, I think that's like 8 years or something like that. I'm not going to do the math in front of you.
Right.
Whatever.
Right.
It's a long time. And then there's this other really great anecdote about the most popular music composers, like, mm-hmm, something like the top 20 or something.
Right.
All of them who have ever made the whatever. Oh, I'm really butchering this.
It's okay.
I'm really butchering this.
We don't Google things.
We don't. Yeah. This is another rule of our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We don't Google things right in the middle of our, yeah, we want to keep it going.
Yeah.
So the thing is, these composers who are known for whatever composition it was, they didn't become popular until their 10th year. The top 20 of them, none of them become popular until after their 10th year, save two of them, and they were in their 8th and 9th year.
That is insane.
Right? So it's a very real thing for new creators or aspiring creators to look at great work and recognize it for what it is.
Right. Great work.
Great work. And to appreciate it, this is great work.
Correct.
And to assume, this is where the fallacy is, to assume that they can replicate or create something unique on their own, and they didn't see the 10 years behind that great work.
Yes.
That's the problem. And so there's this kind of disconnect between what they can do and what they appreciate.
That's right.
They do their work, they try their thing, and they realize this sucks.
Yeah.
And they're frustrated.
They're frustrated.
Yeah.
Yes.
So Malcolm, not Malcolm Glass. So Ira Glass says, just do work, just do a lot of work,
mm-hmm,
and eventually your skill will catch up with your taste.
Yes. And so that is what I wanted to say, which is fantastic. Okay. Because this is it. This is in response to a tweet we got.
Uh-huh.
And the tweet goes as like this. The last episode was great and inspirational. But when I see those people that are so cool, I think I will be a garbage man.
Aww.
Sad face.
Yeah, that's sad.
And then nothing
against garbage men.
No, and then Travis replies, they are no better than you, man. They have to work just as hard.
So this was after the Reagan episode.
Mm-hmm. This was after the Reagan.
We had a guest, Reagan Kim, who's an exceptional talent.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I look at people who I look up to and want to emulate, I've seen this guy work.
Yeah.
I've stood over his shoulder and watched him when he didn't know and just like admired the way he worked. He's just so good.
That's really cool.
And
competent.
Competency. Mm. Off the charts competency. Okay. But so we had Reagan on the show, and Reagan has a great resume.
Okay.
Right. He worked at Netflix. He worked at Google. He's now at Facebook.
He was at Fox.
At Fox Entertainment. What a resume.
Yeah.
Like, there's, like, nothing he did. Like, it seems like he didn't start out anywhere. He just began, a full-fledged professional. He sprang forth from his mother's womb with creating the most awesome things. That's how it seems.
But the truth
is, and what I was trying to explain to our friend on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
is that he's no different than any of us. He had to go through the same struggles and frustrations.
Mm-hmm.
And lessons that we do.
Correct.
Now, the difference may be his support system.
Could be.
Or his access. Mm. Maybe he went to a better college or something.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he happened upon somebody who took an interest in him and he had a good mentor early on.
Mm-hmm.
So your situations may vary.
I agree.
There's nothing that can change that.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing that you can do to make your life luckier.
Yeah.
Other than be prepared and work hard.
Mm-hmm.
But those two principles still remain even if Reagan had a Jiminy Cricket on his shoulder.
Yeah, yeah.
He still needed to work hard.
Yeah.
He still needed to be prepared.
Yep. Yeah, I agree with you. Your response to him was, but ask me where I was when I was 16. Things take time, man. Just do you. Work.
Yeah, he's 16 and he was upset.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So this our friend on Twitter, he tweeted that he was 16 years old and he's like, "Oh, I'm 16. I feel like he's like worried about his future, right?"
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, "What? What was I doing when I was 16? Yeah, I was worried about where I was going to get a taco."
That's right, cuz he said, "I'm 16 working hard. The problem is that people care about final product, but not how much you put in it. They have better finals."
Yeah. So, okay. Look, I would really like to avoid the comparison game.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
that's not how it's supposed to work. You're supposed to compare yourself against yourself 6 months ago. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yes.
But but let's do this for a little bit.
Here's a big but.
Let's play the comparison game. He's 16 and thinking, "Oh, my career, my skill, my taste." Like he's concerned with these bigger ideas.
Right.
Honestly, when I was 16, I was sleeping through high school. I could not wake up for government class.
That's pretty good.
You're okay, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be okay.
Yeah, it's going to be okay. And to give you an example is, as you work through whatever it is you're working on or focusing on or whatever creative endeavor that you are doing, you will learn along the way.
Yeah.
You will learn hard lessons.
Yes. Let's talk about hard lessons from tonight. Hopefully they sound good.
Hopefully.
How long did it take us to figure out how to get them working?
It took us 3 hours from start to finish.
We plugging cables in, switching cables. Why isn't this one working? And the answer, pretty simple. Pretty simple,
but
we didn't know that until we had to go through the stress and trial of just figuring things out.
Yeah, and to add to that, I've given this about 3-4 hour sessions of pre-study on what it was that we were going to get.
3-4 hours, so 12 hours.
About 12 hours
yeah.
pre-work.
Yeah, researching on YouTube, reading reviews,
right.
Looking at instruction manuals, whatever.
Right, okay, this is the setup we're going to go with.
Uh-huh. All the components are together. They all work together. and then you plug them all in and it doesn't work.
Well, yeah.
What do we do? You know, like then you just start using deduction and following the problem.
Right. So when you fast forward to Travin Lowe's 8 years later, like...
It's easy.
However, if someone's starting podcasting 8 years later and they have great taste because it's Travin Lowe's.
So they listen to Travin Lowe's, great taste.
Or how we listen to This American Life or those type of podcasts. We're like, wow, it is admirable, the content they are creating. At 10 years ago, they went through the same thing we did. Probably harder.
Couldn't set up their microphones 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we look at them and we say, oh, they're doing a good job. We could probably do that.
Yeah.
And we have this great taste. And so we try to emulate it. When we try to make something as high quality as that, it sucks. It sucks. Outright.
Yeah. Outright.
But in a good way.
Yeah. In a Travin Lowe's way.
In an acknowledge it and laugh about it way.
Yeah.
That's the Travin Lowe's way.
That's the Travin Lowe's way.
Anyway.
So that's what I wanted to talk about.
Our friends, don't lose heart.
Don't lose heart. Keep on going.
Keep on hacking.
Keep on hacking, yeah. Dev tips. So in late nights fashion with Travin Lowe's, we love it when you leave an iTunes review, and we have one more that we want to read on air to you.
Okay.
Would you like to read it, or do you want me to
read it? I want you to read it.
Okay. This one is number 37, and it's titled Must Listen by Nikki the Great. On March 14th, 5 stars.
How many episodes of podcasts have we made? 63?
About 63.
And this is 37?
This is 37.
You guys, we need to match our podcast episode numbers to how many reviews.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
We do. This is a call to action. My friends. Let's read it first, and then we'll ask.
Let's read it first. Not just for designers or those in the world of tech. This podcast is just about becoming a better human being overall. The episodes are fun, informative, and leave you thinking about the topics long after the episode finished. My only gripe? I wish the episodes were longer. Because I love hearing Travis and Carlos speak.
I love it. You have a 13-minute episode.
This is pure quality. Listen to the previous one if you want a longer one.
Yeah, last week was half an hour.
Yeah, half an hour. Listening to them talk, you're transported to Cali, sitting in a backyard with a few beers while you talk about life and enlightenment with two of your closest friends.
I love it.
Thanks, guys. Keep up the amazing work. Can't wait to hear more.
Okay, I like how they said Cali. So points for that, because you don't hear that a lot.
I'm going back to Cali.
And like the picture he has, like hanging out in the backyard with beers and friends. Like we have beanies on. It's cold. Like I have a laptop case stuffed in my jacket for insulation. It's cold tonight.
It is cold tonight. However, we are still in the cantina.
We're in Cali.
Once you go cantina, you don't go back inside.
You don't go back cantina.
You don't go, yeah. Also, we have an Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Travin Lowe's.
Mm-hmm.
And we post little teasers for our episodes, and those have been really fun to...
Yeah. You know who I make those teasers for?
Who?
You.
Yeah.
I make them for Lowe's.
Yeah, I love them, dude.
I just like when I'm... editing an episode, I'm like, how could I make something fun to show, post on Instagram and hope Los finds it, and like,
yeah, I freaking love those things. I feel like we're MTV.
They're fun,
and we also have a Twitter at Travin Lowe's, and you can email us at travinlowe@gmail.com. So those are all of the avenues. And if you have any questions, tweet us. Or now that we have an Instagram, you have a longer form. To chat with us.
Yeah, we have 125 followers on Instagram.
Yeah, we launched this, what?
We have 8 posts.
8 posts?
So maybe like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. So we appreciate the followers, and...
It's just fun to see a little video every week promoting the episode.
I love it,
I try to make the video go out like a day or two before.
Yeah.
So that everybody gets excited about what's coming up. Yeah, and like they can see like the title or something.
Yeah, super cool. So thank you for listening and for giving us the time of day to talk to you.
And we have the goal to get those reviews up to the episode number we're at.
That's right. So we're publishing every Tuesday.
Yep.
So...
get your review in.
Thank you.
Oh, we also had this weird idea of asking people to send us questions via... So like, get your phone out and record a voice memo.
A voice memo and send it to us at... to our email, travinlowe@gmail.com. And any question you have.
Yeah, whatever. And then we can do like an episode where we're listening to audio questions and like hearing your guys' voice. And I think it'd be kind of fun.
It'll be a fun segment. I'd like to get 10 to 15 different questions and make an episode about it.
That'd be fun.
So it's up to you if you want to have a Q&A podcast. Just email us. And
we're doing a little bit more announcements and stuff because this is a short episode.
So we're able to.
We have the room.
We have the room to fill this.
Wouldn't it be cool to like to have like people's voices on our podcast? Like, hey, Travel and Lois, I listen all the time. Long time listener, first time caller.
Yeah. Oh, that's really cool. So if you guys can do that, we'll superimpose it. We'll answer, and it'll be cool.
Super fun.
Super fun. So we'll get out of your way and let you listen to the last 2 minutes of this music.
Good night.